Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker which lets you share your content with the world.
The YGL community is made up of over 1,300 members and alumni, including government officials, business innovators, artists, educators, technology developers, journalists, and activists. They are members of the Young Global Leaders Forum, a community of World Economic Forum leaders under the age of 40 who work to bring about positive change in the world. In line with the mission of the World Economic Forum, they seek to stimulate public-private collaboration between these unique entities to demonstrate entrepreneurship in the global public interest. Bringing together experts from these fields to explore the complex system of global change, migration and mobility is critical to developing integrated systems approaches that improve evidence gathering, public and political debate, and decision-making. Area 1 involves developing, sharing and integrating innovative efforts to synthesize, integrate and integrate data and models to better understand the complex relationships between the many factors that affect migration, mobility and how they relate to global change. Pillar 2 focuses on the study and creation of integrated governance, as well as legal and policy frameworks in the field of migration, mobility and global change. Track 3 focuses on people-centered approaches to explore and integrate data and structures on vulnerable communities in different contexts, with perspectives that include the Global South and understudied groups such as women, older people, people with disabilities, indigenous peoples and small peoples. Island Developing States. The OECD and Asia Society Center for Global Education has been working with academics, educators and global education stakeholders for many years to identify global competencies in primary and secondary education. The center also has extensive experience supporting educators in integrating global competencies into teaching. At a milestone moment in global consensus, United Nations member countries adopted the 2015 Sustainable Development Goals and Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development member countries adopted their program 2018 International Student Assessment focused on global citizenship and global competency education. The ASEAN Integrated Food Security System and the ASEAN Strategic Plan for Cooperation in Food, Agriculture and Forestry demonstrate the region's desire for greater integration to address food insecurity. AEC promotes integration into the global economy by participating in global supply chains and actively promotes free trade agreements with countries outside the ASEAN region. The ASEAN Economic Community provides an opportunity to create a regional market and a single industrial base. ASEAN's successful regional integration also means that the region can accommodate the free and rapid flow of goods, services, investment and capital, also known as financial integration. The ASEAN Economic Community was created based on this vision. The importance of financial integration for ASEAN member countries to become true players in the global economy cannot be underestimated. High priority is given to financial cooperation at the regional level, including macroeconomic integration instruments such as reserve funds and expansion of development banks. To facilitate effective participation in global economic support for landlocked developing countries, a fund should be established to develop products, diversify and promote exports to these countries. The process will be incomplete if all countries are not integrated into the multilateral trading system and the framework of the global economy. Therefore, we need responsible globalization and inclusiveness, that is, the political and economic will to integrate the now excluded into the globalization order and the new international political economy. In other words, the impact of economic globalization on many developing countries has often resulted in limited benefits for most individuals, groups or societies. Current globalization trends are largely attributable to the integration of developed and less developed economies through foreign direct investment, reduction of trade barriers and other economic reforms, and in many cases immigration. Economic globalization is due to the rapid increase in the cross-border flow of goods, services, technology and capital, and the increasing economic interdependence among the economies of the world. How globalization works. Globalization is driven by the
convergence of political, cultural, and economic systems, which ultimately fosters, and often requires, more interaction, integration, and interdependence among nations. The more disparate regions of the world are politically, culturally, and economically intertwined, the more globalized the world becomes. Cultural and economic globalization has made countries more politically connected. They work together to open up their borders to allow the movement of money and people needed to make economic globalization work. Because people, money, and computer information move so easily around the world, countries are cooperating more and more to fight crime. Globalization has led to the expansion of international cultural, economic, and political activities. As people, ideas, knowledge, and goods move more easily around the world, the experiences of people around the world become more similar. Globalization has a long history, such as the widespread spread of ancient Greek culture across much of Southwest Asia, North Africa, and Southern Europe. The globalization of Greek culture came with the conqueror Alexander the Great. Globalization is primarily an economic process of interaction and integration associated with social and cultural aspects. From a neo-Gramscian or transnational historical materialist perspective, globalization and its impact on human security in developing countries reflect the cultural, moral, and economic dominance of hegemonic states that constitute the ruling class in an international community of states. Proponents of economic growth, expansion, and development generally believe that the process of globalization is desirable or necessary for the well-being of human societies. For example, while some proponents argue that globalization creates new markets and wealth and promotes greater cultural and social integration by removing barriers, critics accuse removing barriers of weakening national politics and culture and destabilizing labor markets. In another place, while proponents focus on greater trade benefits and political cooperation from an interconnected global economy, critics acknowledge that tightly integrated global economic markets are more likely to lead to a global recession. As the developing state becomes increasingly integrated into the world economy through a policy of external hegemony, it is at the same time marginalized in terms of the benefits of globalization. The interaction between the local and global worlds is causing serious economic, food, health, social, and security challenges in many developing countries. Meanwhile, their population is overwhelmed by the processes of globalization of developed industrialized countries. As the region seeks to deepen its ties and gain an even greater share of global trade, its economic profile is growing, and it is imperative that those outside the region understand its complexities and contradictions. We must remember that ASEAN is a regional cooperation organization for developing countries in a region where economic differences and political, social, and cultural diversity are extremely high, making integration difficult. ASEAN is a major global manufacturing and trading center and one of the fastest-growing consumer markets in the world. Intra-regional trade in goods, along with other types of cross-border flows, is likely to increase with the implementation of the ASEAN Economic Community Integration Plan, which aims to allow freer movement of goods, services, skilled labor, and capital. Speaking about regional systems of trade preferences, AMOACO said that there can be no development without industrialization, and for Africa, economic integration will be the next step on the road to development.
Episode 3 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez. Adios.